right now.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Now, guys, I'm going to admit it. We all know that I like to sometimes take other people's food. I've been called out here at the radio station a couple of times. I have my eye on things, and then when they've been in the fridge for a long time and they're about to expire, I feel like it's my service to not waste the food that's left.
You see it as helping the community out, right?
It's a service, right?
Others see it as taking their food.
Got home yesterday, right? And it was a beautiful afternoon yesterday. Yeah. I thought, man,
it was great.
Thursday, acceptable to have a wine after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, this is the day. Now, I usually have like a selection of cheap camembert and brie and stuff in the fridge, but I'd scoffed them down a couple of days earlier, so I was out of cheese. I had the crackers, though, and I was like, man, I just feel like a nice bit of cheese with this very cheap bottle of wine. Because, you know, it's all about glowing your situation.
Of course, yeah.
Went to the fridge, and I noticed my housemate Lizzie had a big block of cheddar in the fridge.
Oh, yes.
A big block. I thought, man, she's not going to mind if I take just a little bit of, like, a few slices. A
little slice.
So I get the cheese out.
So 1 liter slice.
Wrapped very badly in some cling wrap.
Okay.
It looked fine. There, I open it up. Lizzie, she was at home yesterday, so I was trying to do it on the DL really quietly, just like slowly unwrapping it. Anyway, I cut the cheese up. Anyway, got a nice big chunk on my first half-stale jats. Put it in my mouth. Chewing. I'm like, something not right about this cheese. I don't know what it is. It looks like fairly standard, like Woolies cheddar.
Just cheddar.
Yeah.
And then I kind of felt like this, like, furry little tangy thing on my tongue. I was like, what the hell is that? I looked at the cheese, right? On the bottom of the block, it was just totally black.
Oh.
Mold and spores. Disgusting. I couldn't believe it. I swallowed it. I'm like, bleh. So, it turns out you shouldn't wrap cheese up in cling wrap because it sweats, and I know that block of cheese has been there for a while.
You should never do, you know what? Once you mentioned that cling wrap, I was like, oh, that's a bit of a worry right there. It needs to breathe, cheese like that.
You know when you, like, might have a loaf of bread and there's one slice at the bottom and you're like, oh, is that a mold spore or is it just, like, the staining from the crumbs at the bottom? And
you take the risk.
Even in that situation, I don't eat the bread. I'm like, no. Eating mold is a step too far.
It is not for you.
I can't believe it. Concentrated mold on the bottom of the cheese. It tastes... I can't even explain what it tasted like.
Disgusting.
It was like if... what's it? You know those, like, little Yakult milks that you have? Yeah, like, they're a little bit tangy. Imagine that times 100
and
more textured. No, but it was really soft and creamy at the same time, but it just had these sharp little mold spores.
How are you alive?
You're probably fine. That sort of thing's actually fine.
I did feel
it's
a bit
just
this
disgusting.
Morning. But just I don't know gross. If that was the bottle of wine or the mold. So.
Probably the wine. You know what? Yeah. I had a similar situation about a week ago. There was some bread, and it was, you know that panna de casa? It's like full of holes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very airy sort of, but chewy bread. And I hadn't been eating bread because I'm trying to be healthy. And I grabbed a piece just at the end of the meal. And without thinking, I put some butter on it. I took a bite and I was like, why is this bread sour? Flipped it over, blue. And I was like, that's not the colour of any bread. As I had a piece in my mouth, I was like, that'll teach you to stray from eating healthy.
Mold brothers. I threw the block of cheese out, so now I have to explain where the cheese has gone.
Just say you thought there was a smell or something. And then
you looked
underneath
over,
and there you go.
It was black.
Anyway, there you go.
There's
I'm allowed.
That's your karma.
Don't take other people's food.
Live and learn, boy.